In today's gospel, we hear Jesus give one of the most famous parables, the story of the Good Samaritan, where a man is in need and a priest and a Levite who should help him pass right by, but then a Samaritan who belonged to an ethnic group that was despised by the people of Israel. He, the unlikely one, is the one who came to the man's aid and served him. So whenever I read this passage, I always think about the different ways that we as a church interpret the scriptures. And this comes from our rich history, all the way back to the beginning of the fathers of the church who would see various meanings in the scriptures. So probably the most obvious meaning from this story is a moral meaning. So when we hear this gospel, there's an indication of how we're supposed to act. We're not supposed to be like the priest and Levite who see someone in desperate need but do nothing to help him. We're supposed to be like the Samaritan who responds generously to the need of the person in front of him. So there's an obvious takeaway for us from the scriptures. But the fathers of the church also read the scripture in another way too, and that's what they would call an allegorical reading of the scriptures, where they see in the gospel passage a story about Christ and also about me and you. So the story begins with a man who falls victim to robbers as he's going from Jerusalem to Jericho. And the fathers of the church saw a symbolism here. Jerusalem was a higher place at a higher elevation. Mount Zion is in Jerusalem. If you go to the Holy Land, you'll notice that right away, that you literally go up to Jerusalem. And not only was it physically higher, but it was spiritually higher as well, because Jerusalem contained the temple, the very dwelling place of God. So when we're told that this man goes from Jerusalem, a high place, a place that's close to God, and he goes from Jerusalem down to Jericho. And Jericho literally is down. Again, if you visit the Holy Land, you'll pass by Jericho, especially if you stop by the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is the lowest place on earth. And so this man going from Jerusalem goes down to Jericho, but also in the Old Testament, Jericho was known to be a very sinful city. And so it was looked at like a symbol of sin. So now we start to see the symbolism that Jesus is using as he tells the story. A man goes from a high place to where he's near God to a low place, where now he's, we could say, stuck in sin. And so the misfortune that the man suffers then is kind of symbolic of what it's like when we're caught in sin. This man was beaten up, robbed, left for dead, half naked on the side of the road. And I can speak from my own experience, but if you've ever been caught up in sin, you know that to be caught in sin is a place of degradation. It's a place of loneliness and isolation where we feel guilty, where we feel ashamed, we feel vulnerable. In that place, it's painful, wounded, like the man who's lying in the ditch, wounded, half dead, alone there. And so what's supposed to be a help for somebody who's in sin? Well, it's supposed to be religion, So along comes a priest and a Levite. Now, what's a Levite? Well, that's someone from the tribe of Levi, one of Israel's tribes. And it was only from the tribe of Levi that priests were taken. So we have two people who walk by who represent very traditional religion in Israel, but they do nothing to help the man. It's kind of interesting because I was thinking about how critical Jesus was towards the religious leaders of his time, the Pharisees especially, but also the scribes and the high priests. Why was he critical of them? Well, not because they were religious, not because they kept the law and followed the law. They did so very devoutly. Why was Jesus so critical of those people? Because they didn't have love in their hearts. And so Jesus said, you like to tie heavy burdens for people to carry, but do nothing to help them to carry it. So Jesus had no problem with the Pharisees' devotion to their religion, except that it didn't extend down into their heart. It didn't touch their heart. They didn't have compassion or love for other people. So what do we see happening here is it's like these two religious people from Israel pass right by doing nothing because they don't have charity or compassion for this person. And then who comes by? Well, a Samaritan. An outsider, we could say. But the Samaritan sees the man who's lying wounded in the ditch, and he has compassion on him. Jesus says he's moved with compassion. And so what does he do? He approaches him, and he takes oil and wine and begins to try to heal the wounds of this person. So as Catholics, what do we think of? We think of oil and wine. Well, as Catholics, we use these all the time in the sacraments. We use oil in the sacrament of baptism, confirmation, holy orders, anointing of the sick. We will use wine tonight as that wine is changed into the blood of Jesus. And so something symbolic is happening here as Jesus tells the story. Then we're told that the Good Samaritan places the man on his own animal and he brings him to the inn. We have more symbolism here. I've always thought it so interesting when at other times in the gospel we're told of there's the donkey. Remember, Jesus rides on a donkey into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. His disciple, in preparation for the Last Supper, his disciples are supposed to go into the city where there's a man with a donkey or two donkeys. But here, it doesn't say donkey or mule, even though that's what it would have been. Instead, Jesus uses the word animal. It's a more generic term, a beast. And if we think about what happens in the incarnation, in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, what does Jesus do? He takes on our human flesh. He becomes, we could even say, a beast like us, an animal like us. Jesus becomes in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So what's just happened? Jesus has, the Good Samaritan has anointed this person with oil. That represents the sacramental life of the church. And what happens when we receive that first sacrament, baptism? We are united, our humanity is united with the humanity of Jesus. Jesus in baptism takes us upon his animal, we could say, and unites our human nature with his. That's what happens in the sacrament. And then what else happens in the sacrament? Where we become a member of the church, where we receive the other sacraments. What does the Good Samaritan do in the story? Well, he takes the man up on his own animal and brings him to the inn where he cares for him and then leaves him in the care of the innkeeper. Again, there's so much symbolism here because what's the inn? Well, the inn is the church. And then Jesus entrusts that person then to the innkeeper. Would be like the ministers of the church, we could say. And what are the ministers of the church supposed to do? Care for that person. Heal that person. So the fathers of the church in their genius were able to see a deeper message even than the moral message, which is to take care of the person who's suffering in front of you. Jesus was also telling us how he takes care of us in our greatest need, which is when we're without God and stuck in our sins, that he gives us the healing remedy of the sacraments, and he gives us a church, not a physical church building, but a family, a community where the sacraments are celebrated, and he leaves us here to be cared for where we continue to encounter him in the sacraments. It's really good for us to hear this and to see this, because it just reminds us that, okay, if I want healing in my life, I gotta receive the sacraments. Jesus gives us the church and the sacraments for this purpose, so that we know where our healing lies. And it's right here. So thank God on this July 9th, we all decided to get into our cars and drive here to Holy Family, to this inn where our own wounds could be tended to by a very unworthy innkeeper. But it's Jesus himself who meets us here, taking us, uniting us to his humanity, taking us upon his own animal so that he can save us. This is good for us to hear. It also gives us encouragement to encourage those in our families who have left the church or no longer practice the faith, but to approach them in such a loving way. Look at how the Good Samaritan approaches the man who's lying there in the ditch. He doesn't. We see the priest and the Levite who are without charity stay far away. So what does Jesus want us to do? Jesus wants us to come close, even to those people who we know are in need of God, to come close to them, to encourage them. Not to come to them harshly or with judgmentalism, but rather in an inviting way. We can share with them maybe like how we've experienced healing and God's love through the sacraments of the church. That's the kind of message that we can give to our own family members. So good for us to hear this gospel today. Maybe at this Mass we can think of our own great need for healing and the sins that continue to hold us down and to hold us back, and to see here at this altar the one who comes to give us the healing and the forgiveness, the reconciliation that we need so that we can get out of the ditch and keep walking. But now this time, away from Jericho and towards Jerusalem.